Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I find it weird that you're quite far away from me.
Well, you know, never get too close.
To what?
To me. Push people Jamie. Away.
Pretty much.
So you're saying that no one should ever get too close to you?
No. Well, I'm not saying anything.
Well, no, you just did. You said don't get too close.
Well, there's a figure of speech, yeah.
So
you'll get hurt, mate. You'll get hurt.
What, like emotionally or physically?
Both.
So you're
pretty big toll to play. I mean,
So if I get close to you, I'm going to get hurt emotionally and physically.
Yeah, that's just what happens.
What comes first, the emotional hurt or the physical?
Well, it sometimes comes together. Sometimes I hurt you emotionally. Sometimes I insult you whilst I'm punching you.
What? Is it really?
Yeah.
I kind of find that's a bit odd, though, isn't it?
I feel like I've walked into a very hostile. I was expecting to relax.
Mate, this is it, baby. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. And this is where we read the most intimate and sordid details of our lives. Joined with us today is Harrison Osterfield. Hey, baby.
Hey, man.
Hey, how man. How hey. Are you, brother?
I'm doing good, bro. Doing really, really good. Happy to be here.
Dude, Harrison, so listen, you gotta tell our listeners to begin with. You got to give like a little... If you have like a Wikipedia thing and you could write it yourself.
Yeah.
Jamie does actually write his himself.
I don't.
Fucking,
he does. No, I don't write...
He knows you can write it himself. And
That's a good thing to know, yeah. My Wikipedia at the moment is he's known for his uncredited work on uncredited credits. I think I was like,
is that what it says?
Yeah, someone's just wrote that by himself. So.
Jamie wrote yours as well.
Yeah, I knew it.
Okay, I'm going to get your Wikipedia page out then if we're talking about Wikipedia. Hold on 1 second. Okay, fine, here we go. So Harrison Osterfield, this is what it says on your Wikipedia, right? Born 4th of July 1996.
Woo.
Is that correct?
Independence Day. Smashed it.
Shit, you killed it.
Yeah.
Is an English actor and model.
Mm. Well, yeah, so actor. What, I'd say more of the acting, more modelling sort of come later on, but it's going all right.
So far, this is exactly what Francis says as well. This is literally word for word, exactly.
Are you just reading mine?
Yeah. It's a Wikipedia template that you can put on.
It then says he is unknown for his uncredited work as an extra on Spider-Man Homecoming 2017, Avengers Infinity War 2018, and the upcoming Chaos Walking 2019.
Yeah,
what does it mean that he is unknown for his uncredited work as an extra? What is that?
He's unknown.
Yeah, it says unknown for his uncredited.
Yeah.
That sounds like someone's just taking the piss out of you.
Yeah. Probably my mum. My mum probably finds it really, really funny. I don't know who has wrote that. The truth is the credits are real. I've been an extra before. And then in this last sort of year, I've slowly sort of stepped up a bit. I've been doing a series this summer, which comes out next year, which is exciting.
What's that?
It's Catch 22. It's like a World War II series that George Clooney's directing, producing. So it's going to be awesome, man. Yeah.
Have you filmed it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, I've been in Rome and Sardinia this summer. And then it comes out. I think March in March time on Channel 4 here and then Hulu in America.
Wait, hang on. Cool. Hey, by the way, just quickly on that. Mm. We're on Hulu as well.
Hey.
It's the fastest growing streaming service in the world. It's getting a million subscribers a month.
Sick.
A million a month.
Sick.
Take that any day.
Take that. Wait, hang on. So just quickly. So firstly, have you met George Clooney? That means...
I have. Yeah.
Shut up.
I have. I've worked with him. Yeah.
No.
I was really worried. Like, I'm only in one episode, but...
Did he come on to you?
Unfortunately not. No, no.
That's disgusting.
He's so good looking. It's just not fair. I was expecting, like, you see him in the Nespresso commercials and whatever.
But I love the thing that you pick up George Clooney. You see him in the Espresso advert.
He kills those adverts.
You know, in fact, his acting career was all just one big ploy to, because he wanted to sell coffee. Mm-hmm. Yes, that was what he really, really wanted to do. He wanted to market coffee capsules. So he decided to become an actor because he thought it would be a roundabout way of getting to that dream.
This series is just a big advert for Espresso.
Wait, hang on. So what is he? So he's good looking?
So good looking.
Really?
Have you seen a picture of him?
No, I've seen him in movies. What? Like, I've seen a picture of him. I've seen him in movies.
Have you seen him in the Espresso commercial?
Yeah, I've seen him.
Are you asking Harrison if in person he has a sort of attractive aura?
Aura, yeah.
Does he?
He's golden. That's how I'd describe him.
Really?
But, and he's just like, he was very casual, had his sort of t-shirt on,
shorts. Yeah. Flip-flops.
It pretty much bang on.
Because he's normally naked. Is he? Yeah. He looked casual, had like his t-shirt on.
Yeah, t-shirt off. It was great.
And so he's one of these like really good looking guys in like...
For sure. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Like sort of like, wow, okay, he's the real sort of deal. And we were filming on beaches, like amazing scenery in Sardinia. So he just fit in.
Can he swim? Perfectly.
He didn't swim. No, he didn't. He didn't.
So he can't swim.
Well,
it's a rumor.
Maybe find out on his Wikipedia page. Maybe that'll.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen was seeing a celebrity swim. I think I was there with you. Do you remember? Maybe I wasn't. Do you remember we were Danny? Who's the guy from The Script? Who's the lead singer from The Script?
Oh, the guy on The Voice.
The Voice. What's his name? Danny someone.
Zuko.
No. Danny. No, hey. Okay, I'm going to find the lead singer Script.
What's his name?
Okay, his name is Danny O'Donoghue. Danny O'Donoghue.
Oh, yeah.
Right. We're in Barbados. I don't think I was with Francis, but I thought... I don't think I was with him. He was out there, and we all decided to go swimming off a boat. And he wore a life jacket that was too small for him while swimming.
Why?
Because he couldn't swim. Oh. I find it weird when people can't swim because it's like the most natural. Like it's just survival, right? It's literally just survival. Yeah. So I don't really understand it.
So he had a life jacket on.
He had a life jacket on doing it. Wait. So this is your first like. Big role, right?
That's going to be seen. Yeah, and the other film, Chaos Walking, I've got another small part on that. And I'm a lot bigger. I've got like a sort of mullet, and it's going to be an interesting to look to see.
And are you the chaos that's walking, or is it someone else?
So much chaos just everywhere. Yeah, just walking. What
is it? Is it like
It's so chaos.
Chaos. In what sort of chaos? Is it sort of what a mental health film?
It's really dark. No. I describe it as a sort of, I don't know, Hunger Games sort of futuresque sort of world.
But I just want to know, let's just like take a step back because of this Wikipedia. So I don't understand what it means by uncredited. So you were in the movie, you weren't in the movie for all
of this? It means he wasn't credited.
What does that mean though? I don't get it.
So all those names at the end, you know, they don't include the extra names because you'd have, I don't know, 400 names coming down. And there's so many people already in those movies with all the CGI and everything like that. So
sure.
You can see me in the movie, and you can see me in Avengers as well, but you won't see my name as credited as busboy or whatever it is in the film. So that's why they put that down.
But how do you audition for those parts? Do you go and audition for them, or does someone just say, okay, we need this like good looking guy, let's go and get you to do it?
Yeah, and then they skipped over.
They go straight to Francis.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's uncredit that guy.
Don't want any attention. Yeah, mainly for any sort of roles that I do audition for, but those I was actually working on the movie as an assistant to my best mate who's in the film.
Who's your best mate?
It's Tom Holland.
I don't know who he is. Who is he?
He's done a few things, swings around a bit.
That guy is freaking blown up. I don't know, man. He's, do you know?
There's a guy at my school called Tom Holland. Yeah. I don't think he's the same guy.
So your buddy.
In fact, he's like the opposite of that guy.
And so your buddy, so Tom Holland, is it Tom Holland?
No, there's a lot of Holland and Hollanders going around, but no, yeah. He's just Tom Holland.
And so your buddy Tom, he's done one of my most emotional movies ever watched, which was the one with Ewan McGregor.
The Impossible.
Yeah, have you seen this movie, The Impossible, Francis?
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
it's
my
like
God.
2 hours of just intense.
That is full of chaos.
Yeah. Sure.
If we're talking about chaos, that is literally the most intense
thing.
It's
a prequel, yeah.
So basically, Impossible is Ewan McGregor and I can't remember
Naomi Watts.
There we go. And Tom Holland is one of the kids. And basically, it's all set around when the tsunami hit in Thailand.
Oh, yeah.
And they, as a family, they get... true story.
Yep.
Family, they get separated. And all this... awful, terrible stuff. So the mum is with the daughter, I think it is.
Yep.
And the two boys are with the dad. And loads of stuff happens. But there is this moment in there when, and I'm probably going to ruin it. So all of you listeners now who are listening, just cover your ears or take, I don't know, just skip
take
this.
Take a sleeping pill.
Yeah, they got getting dark again.
Take a sleeping pill and close your eyes, and I'll be there in a second. And so
that's weird.
Awful.
You forgot we were on a podcast, then, didn't you?
And basically, what happens is that. So if you don't want to hear what happens in the story, turn off now. But you basically they get separated, and then Tom Holland as the character. Sees his dad, Ewan McGregor, and they screams dad and runs towards him. Yeah. And I've never... There's three movies which I've cried that much in.
Right.
The first one was...
101 Dalmatians.
The first one was My Little Princess. Do you ever see that?
No, I haven't seen that.
You've never seen that? Where the girl, she's an orphan, and her dad goes to war and forgets who she is, and at the end she goes, Daddy!
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, it's really intense, and that made me cry. The second one that made... Actually, there's another movie that made me cry. Iron Sam with Sean Penn, that made me cry.
Good one.
Really good one, right?
Good film, yeah.
And then A Star is Born.
Oh, yeah. Totally
that
emotional.
That made you cry?
Yeah. I'm a bit biased. I cry at sort of Britain's Got Talent auditions. I'm pretty emotional.
Really?
The other day I was watching... Well, say the other day. It was, do you know when they had the bowls competition for the Olympics? It was Scotland versus Ireland, and this old couple had one ball just to win the game, and they won it, and I broke down.
I'm
in my living room by myself watching the bowls, just crying on the sofa like, you are an absolute mess.
Wait, let's break this down. There's two things weird with this. Firstly, why are you watching bowls?
Prime time TV. I mean, it's often what I watch.
Did you like skip across it, like come on and then thought, well, this is thrilling.
I was sort of, you know, flicking through the channels as you do, and I was like, wow, this is getting pretty heated. I feel myself getting a lump in my throat, and I was like, it's gonna happen now.
Do you cry at curling as well, or is it, you know?
I haven't gone on to that yet. I think that'll be
darts,
you know, pretty
snooker.
Much any sort of sport where
any
real passion is shown.
Yeah,
but the speaking of the darts,
chess,
the funny thing about the darts in 20 seconds, but the other one is the movie what's it, Impossible? It's really intense. It made me cry a lot. Speaking of darts, I saw this thing in the news just recently.
Oh, there was a fart scandal.
Yeah. Have you seen this fart scandal?
I heard about this.
What happened? I've only heard, you know, through other people.
Through the grapevine, you know.
through the Bush radio.
So apparently apparently when they were playing darts, they were just...
I knew you'd know the full story of the...
I don't know the full story. I just, in the darts...
Any fart news you're up to.
No, but what...
Straight away, alert on phone.
No.
You've got to Google that on fart news.
So childish this morning. But no, they were, when they were playing darts, they basically were playing these darts, and one of the guys...
No. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's unusual.
They
do that.
No wonder that made the news.
And they started farting during it because it was obviously distracting his partner, and his partner said, the other guy said, obviously I would never fart. When I've played the competition before and I've had an upset stomach, I admit that I'm farting. And the other guy said, well, every single time I walked past in the area, there was a smell of rotten egg.
I heard that, yeah.
Oh my God.
That is tactics.
Yeah. It's all the protein powder they take for the...
But I want to...
All the beer that they're drinking.
I want to sort of go back to being a dude, because when did you decide that you wanted to be an actor and get into acting and things like that?
I was quite young, really. I was probably about 11, and the acting sort of like drama class after school was where all the girls were. And that's kind of where, led. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, I'll
this is how I'm
that.
Not going to get chicks.
Definitely not. So, yeah, and there was this girl that I really liked, and she wasn't in any of my classes, and she was in the drama group. So I thought, if I go in, I don't know, impress her, maybe see how it goes. I didn't get the girl, but then I started to actually really enjoy it. And then more and more people would say, oh, you should just try and make a go of it. And here I am today.
But is it, because you also, but you went to Brit school as well, right?
Yeah,
so,
crazy.
Yeah, so was that, what age do you, and Brit school, for people who don't know what it is, it's, well, you can explain it better. What is it?
It's a circus. It's like walking into Fame, the musical. It's like...
I thought you meant actual Fame.
If you could, you're just walking into Fame.
Into Fame, yeah. You know.
It's like literally happens. Open a door and there's Fame and you walk into it and that's it.
Yeah. That's your school career.
It's like a musical.
Yeah, and there's like rap battles going on. There was dance battles on the table. And I came from a posh boarding school. So to go into that, it was kind of like... It was crazy. It was really tough.
But why did you make the decision to go there? Because...
Well, my school was very... My boarding school was very academic and there was only sort of limited sort of facilities for drama. And then I heard about the Brit school where you get to do it every day for 2 years and then work on so many different techniques and things. I thought, oh, well, why not give it a go?
Hang on, stop what you're doing because we've got a word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, that wasn't that bad, was it? Now let's get on with the podcast.
But dude, the thing is about that, right, is that like that's an intense thing to kind of decide, right? Because so you went to, what was the school you went to?
Caterham boarding school.
Okay, I do know that one. Mm-hmm. Fine, yeah. And
what if you didn't, would you?
Yeah, yeah. Hang on. I don't know.
No,
that one.
I'm sorry, I'm not having that. That is not posh.
Is there a posh level? Yeah,
Jamie's the judge, right, okay. And the juror on whether it's a posh boarding school.
No,
or not.
Not at all. But it's more that you've gone.
But
to
you passed, so it's fine.
Thank God.
You went to a boarding school. And you know, your parents obviously had sent you there for certain reasons. Like our parents did exactly the same, and all that kind of stuff. But then you decide to go against that, and you're going to a school which I suppose, but I correct me if I'm wrong, but that almost pigeonholes you as your career, right?
Sure.
You go to Brit school and things like that, and there's been amazing people there. Like Adele went to Brit school, didn't she?
A lot of musicians, Jesse J, Rizzle Kicks.
Really? So they've all been there. Yeah. So big people have been there, but
surprised you didn't go, Jamie.
What?
When did you realise you wanted to be an actor?
We'll get on to me in a second. But then. It scarily pigeonholes
you,
right?
Very scary, because my family's all very academic as well, and I think I just missed that sort of gene. I'm not that clever.
You're in good company here.
That's why I came on. So it was a really scary decision, but luckily my family sort of did support me. My granddad said, you are on the road to disaster. And I was like, oh, thanks, granddad. But he said, but... I will support you all the way.
I hope you just go and die.
Just leave it on that, yeah. Disown. So yeah, it was a hard decision, but I'm so happy that I made it. And it completely sort of took me out of my sort of shell of that sort of life anyway.
Yeah. Do you think it did?
Yeah, no, it definitely opened me up to anything, yeah.
But it's a tricky one, right? Because you are one of the lucky ones, right? I would love to see kind of a percentage of what actors.
For sure, yeah.
Oh, the dropout rate is very high.
Not even the dropout rate, just the percentage of actors who actually. I know how success is like established in different ways, right? You go, like, oh no, it's successful, whatever you want to call it. People can say it's money, or people can just say it's, you know, career, or whatever they want to say. But I think as an actor, you probably would determine success on what roles you get and how sort of widely known you are and things like that. I would suppose that's.
Well, back in the day, at Brit School anyway, the goal was to get into drama school, like the next sort of level, like the Lambdas, RADA, all of those, Bristol. And if you didn't do that, a lot of people just said, well, it's obviously not for me, I'm just going to give it up. And they did 2 years of training there, and then now they're doing something completely different. So it is an aim sort of thing, and I was lucky enough to do that as well. And yeah, I've just been lucky, really.
But my sister went to RADA and Guildhall and things like that, and she's, you know, 26 now, and it's a tough industry, man.
Yeah,
it's super tough. So how do you keep it? What was your little bit of a break? Was it when you start sort of feeling getting noticed and the auditions were picking up and things like that?
It was probably when I came out of drama school. The next thing is like you got to get an agent. It's just you keep setting yourself goals, and I wasn't getting any work, so I created my own. Me and my mate formed a theatre company and put on a load of shows, and then we started getting noticed by more people. And you just have to keep plugging away. If you're serious about it, you really just have to keep going.
Wait, you and your mate made a production company and started putting on shows?
Yeah. No one was going to give it.
How old are you? Like 12? I mean, what the hell is that? It's insane.
Yeah, we must have been 18, 19.
So what kind of shows were you putting on?
Just like, it was like sort of black box sort of theatre. We do some old writing, we do some Shakespeare stuff, but then put a sort of contemporary twist on it. And then we did some contemporary, then we started writing our own. So it's all sort of progressed, and like, I have to keep busy. And if I'm not busy, then I'm not working.
Yeah, that's the same with us too, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. My headmaster used to say, busy boy is a happy boy.
Hey, I hope you're a busy boy. My master told me. who's your master?
My headmaster.
My master told me to do that. But that's insane. So you this is one of these things, because I think probably, you know, because I suppose you're one of these people, right, who people could look at, because obviously you're a good-looking guy, you're young, those kind of things.
Jamie, come on. Yeah. So get a room.
Just flirting with you right now. Yeah, just trying to flirt. But you are, that you know, and the same thing kind of happened, you know, if you look at someone like Johnny Depp, right, I remember seeing an interview with Johnny Depp where he was, someone always said to him, oh, he was that sort of pretty boy and things like that, and that's what happened. And some people could probably see you and say, he's got the look, he's got the attitude, all that kind of thing. And that's why he got it. But in fact, you have sort of, you've wanted to do this for ages. Yeah. You were pushing it.
It is down to luck, this sort of industry. But I think you can make your own luck. You're like, with it. With
well,
anything.
I think what is apparent from a lot of the people who've actually made it, and a lot of people make it later on in life as actors as well, it's just being persistent and not dropping. Yeah. You know, the people who drop out obviously are not going to make it, right? Yeah, and the longer you go through your career, as an actor, the more people have dropped out, then therefore the less competitive it gets as you get on.
Absolutely, yeah. It's you just really have to just keep plugging away at it, and that's why I've opened up doors to the sort of fashion thing, the modeling, just because it's networking with more people, more contacts is better for me, and you can create opportunities through that.
It's just one of these industries though that I would just, it's such a trick, I would never want my children to do it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I would never want them to do it, because it's a constant struggle.
What would you want your children to do?
Something cool.
Like what?
I don't know. What would you want your children to do?
Well, I would want it made them happy, I suppose.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
What if they were saying, I want to be a drug trafficker? Makes me happy.
That's fine.
Go ahead.
You'd be actually loving that. Yeah. What? No. Get out of town.
No. I'm not in. I think by the time I have children, I think that probably won't be a career choice.
But you know that, because it is. It's one of those. It's tricky things, because it's there's no security.
As long as it's a legal drug trafficker.
But there's no security in it. It's super tough and things like that. And so it's intense to have to do those kind of things, you know. And then also, so with your mate Tom Holland, so where did you guys meet then?
We met at Brit School.
So he was Brit School. What the fuck? Why didn't I go to Brit School? Everyone freaking went.
Yeah.
Go to Brit School and you come out and you get sweet ass acting.
Imagine what could have been, Jamie. You could have been.
This is
where did you go to school? I didn't do my.
You went to a very top interpretive dance degree at Leeds University.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went to a very top interpretive dance degree at Leeds. That's what you just said.
Yeah, isn't that what you did? You did interpretive dance at Leeds.
I thought that was what it was.
I didn't do interpretive dance for like 3 years. I did interpretive dance for a year.
Oh, you're actually serious? You actually did that?
You couldn't fucking... This is the truth, man. What happened was that I basically...
A year's worth of interpretive dance
is a lot of interpreting.
It was fucking hell. I went to Leeds University, did my freshers week, which lasted like 3 weeks.
Of course.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's partying, man.
But you know that a week is 1 week?
Yes, I know. But freshers week is 2 weeks. Mine lasted 3 weeks.
Oh, really? Why did it last an extra week?
Because I was partying a lot.
Because you were hungover?
That last week just hungover?
No, I just kept on partying, man. The party didn't stop.
Even in your lessons?
I just didn't turn up to lessons. That was the whole point. I just didn't turn...
Were you the only one at the party? Or was it just
there
your week?
There were loads of people there. I was just like,
come on, Jamie. It's over.
No, one more week. We can do it.
It's never over. And then what happens, I went to university to basically sort of
find yourself
to basically go and like apply to do like the job or whatever
apply for jobs.
Yeah. What is that thing?
No, it's where you like immerse it, you know, you go like, oh, you're signing up to what to do within your course, right? So you had loads of different choices to do, and it was like you can do this and you can do this and you can do this, and there's the people get allocated to whichever one you pick. Because I was a week later than everyone else and hadn't signed into it, I got allocated into just a group straight away. I wasn't
I didn't get a choice.
And what I was allocated into was interpretive dance.
So you're quite glad you had to that extra week of
worth it.
No, it was fucking bullshit. I had to do it for like a year, which was literally the worst thing in the entire world. But then for me though, I was one of these people who were never ever going to use a university degree though. This is why I see
you're quite a good dancer.
I'm a terrible dancer, but I don't know, I just feel like these sort of universities now are completely kind of, I don't see the necessity for that. I see in America, I feel like in America, they're a big thing. You go to university, you come out, you have your degree and all that kind of stuff. In the UK, I'm not too sure about it. If you want to become an architect, if you want to become a doctor, if you want to become a lawyer, if you want to become these things that needed a degree in order to do them, I think I see a point. But otherwise, I don't see a point.
Mm.
What do you think, Francis?
Well, I think there's a big argument to say no to university and no to the debt and just to get on and work. Because most careers, unless it is vocational, like you say, like an architecture degree or an engineering degree, which are expensive degrees to do anyway, but they have resulting very high paid career paths along the way. But actually, now there's a big argument to reduce the length of degrees to 2 years, so people can kind of an intensive thing of 2 years and have less debt and get out with
You ask him a question, he goes fucking on, doesn't he? Just give us a straightforward answer there.
Yeah, but I do think that a lot of people, like if you're going to go to do surf studies at Exeter or I don't know, like, I mean, there are lots of like random ridiculous degrees where you're basically just leaving with debt and a non-credible degree, then I think that's a waste of time. Yeah.
I mean, just give a straightforward answer. That's all we needed.
You only deal in yes or no, one word answers.
Yeah,
don't you? You can't process it otherwise.
No, I do. Hey, also, Harrison, me and you, we went to a boxing match on the weekend.
On Saturday.
We did. Together, man.
You fought in one, didn't you?
That's obviously the one we went to, That's what I was teeing it up nicely.
And how are you feeling today?
Dude, this is the thing. So what we like to do in the podcast is we like to read a diary. So I'm going to read a diary of my diary.
Okay.
You're going to read a diary of your diary?
Would love to be in that movie. Oh, have you met Leonardo DiCaprio?
I haven't, no.
You haven't?
No, not on the list, unfortunately.
Oh, God.
List is that?
Just one of those lists, man, that you...
Oh, I've been lucky enough... I'm not going to get into it.
I met
a few people, but no, I haven't met
him. Who have you met?
Well, no, because I'm just going to drop all these names all around.
Hey, dude, listen.
Jamie's going to love it, so...
Just who have you met?
My favourite person that I've met is Dave Bautista, who is from WWE.
Are you serious? Out of everyone but Bautista?
He was the one person that I was like, oh my God, this is my childhood. I must have seen him, I don't know, five, six times at the wrestling. And I met him, and now we follow each other on Instagram, and we talk, and it's like
shut
makes
up.
My day.
That's bizarre. Like your best friends.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you Dave. Serious? You do?
Yeah. He's a legend. He's the nicest.
Is he enormous?
Guy. Huge. He's like a fridge. He's massive. And I've met The Rock as well, and I'd say they're pretty
full
similar.
Size fridge. Yeah.
Yeah, full size fridge.
Like a big like
not
a
just a freezer drawer. Like a I'm smeg. Talking
like yeah. a smeg old. Fridge. Yeah. He's like the size
the
of a
top line of fridges. He is.
Does he have a water dispenser? A nice dispenser.
It's got all cool features.
But hang on, wait. So you've met The Rock. Apparently The Rock is my buddy. We're buddies with a guy called Jack White, who's just done a movie with him.
You may know him. Yeah,
yeah, we may know him. Yeah. And
drop that name. Yeah,
I actually really fucking hate it when people do that. When people say, when people
it's
go,
it's so annoying.
When people
just pick that called, name up.
Yeah when people
like,
say
just because you haven't met him. Yeah.
When people say things like, I'm friends with this guy. You probably don't know. Do you know Jack White? Do you? I hate it when people.
You just did it, and you did it the whole time.
I don't. I did it because it was
even people. At like bus stops you're like I'm telling them your friends are Jack Whitehorse.
No, I know.
Yeah, you do.
But he did a movie with The Rock, and he was he said to me, we said on the podcast, he said I feel like I'm pretty hard working, but yeah. The Rock makes me feel lazy.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like he's just
the training regime and like waking up at I don't know, I think it's 4 a.m. or something. He factors in I think it's 4 or 5 hours of training a day.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No, what do you do it like 4 or 5 hours of training? If I'd done that, I probably would have
6 minutes of boxing.
I did. But wait, hang on. So what other people have you met as well? Anyone like super?
This is his favorite subject, as you.
It's not my favorite. Subject. I just find it interesting that there's like you know. I just
that you can meet people. Yeah.
No, I just love. I do love
gossip.
It's not gossip. It's not.
You love celebrities.
I don't love celebrities.
You hate them.
I don't hate them. I'm fascinated by celebrities.
Yeah, by
it's an interesting by, thing. Right. No, I've been lucky enough to meet a lot of people. And
so yeah, go on, he wants to know. Give him what he wants.
News. Okay, I'll tell you what I'll say before I get into my diary. What is, if you could work with someone, okay, an actor, work with someone, and then you also have...
Or a podcaster.
Or me.
You can work with one person, but also you then are directed by one person. Mm. Who would you pick? What two people would you pick?
I'm a big fan of Jake Gyllenhaal. I think he is an amazing actor, and to do any sort of work with him would be amazing. And funny enough, since Espresso, George Clooney, to be directed by him is a pretty amazing feat for me, and it's been like a dream for a while. Especially been my grandma's dream, if anyone.
Oh, really? Is she quite into him?
Oh, yeah. Big fan.
Yeah, that is pretty insane. Jake Gyllenhaal would be a good one. He actually went spinning behind me the other day. He was on the site.
Oh, on
the spin thing behind me. Yeah.
Do you do those?
Yeah.
How many?
I'm yeah. How many
an
spin?
Avid spinner.
Or? I'm a good spinner. I do it quite a lot actually. Right. This is why I have such a big butt. I have this ass which is fucking enormous. Right. Anyway, we do this. So we do the diary in the podcast. Oh, yeah. Right. So I'm going to read you my diary. And this is before we get into the boxing. I'm going to read my diary.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to hear it, Francis?
Yeah. Go on then.
So this is what. Happened on the weekend. I'm very excited to...
Why are you speaking like that?
Well, I don't know. Getting into it. I'm getting emotionally into it.
It's narrating.
It's narrating. Yeah. Yeah. Should probably get you to read this, you little
How
actor.
Does it start?
Saturday.
Oh.
So I decided...
Everyone has a...
should start. You're expecting something
start,
bigger.
Should start. Everyone has a plan until you get punched in the face.
But it didn't start that way. It starts like this. So I decided to do a boxing match, and tonight is the night that I have to fight. There are a few unnatural things that people do in life. Bungee jumping and skydiving are a couple. It's incredibly unnatural to jump towards the ground, and the other is fighting. Why would anyone...
Fighting's pretty natural.
No, why would anyone want to be a part of an organised fight?
That's pretty natural. It's probably one of the oldest pastimes in... Human species, yeah.
Jumping to the ground. Oh, no, the boxing.
Yeah, skydiving is the
natural. But the jumping, maybe falling is probably... Right.
It's not, but having a fight is really the most intense thing I think I've ever done. Because not only is it intimidating because you're about to go and fight someone, but also...
It's exhausting as well.
It's exhausting. Yeah. It's the most...
Draining.
Oh my God, just everything about it is just draining and all these kind of things are just horrendous. It's the third time I've done it. I say yes every single time, don't really train, and then regret ever saying yes when it comes to the actual night. I honestly think in my own head that for some reason it'll never happen, and then I'm suddenly in the ring opposite my opponent and told to fight like gladiators. I love the attention, but hate the actual doing of it. That gives me the attention. But anyway, it was the day of the fight and I felt sick. I was trying to think of an excuse not to do it, and my thinking was just throw myself down some stairs. I love the fact that the thought of possibly dying by falling downstairs is more appealing than the actual fighting. My opponent was also 10 kilograms heavier than me, which, by the way, is, in an actual boxing fight, is the most intense thing. Someone
weight class,
how
much.
Many weight classes is that, do you think?
I think it's about a weight class and a half, so it's pretty big.
It's okay.
How heavy?
I'm 70 kilograms, he's 80.
Okay, yeah, so you...
But also, being 70 and 80 is a huge... Like 80, and 80 and 90...
That's when you get the heavy sort of hitters who are just, like, going to slug it out and...
That's exactly... Yeah. See, this is... the whole thing was a complete joke. Anyway.
Did you know this before? Or did you just find out on the day?
I found out on the day.
Took his top off and you're like, he looks a bit bigger than me.
He was enormous, mate. Like, I took his top and I was like, how fucking big are you?
Yeah.
And then also, my weight is like... As I said before, my weight is like downstairs. My weight is in my butt and in my legs.
It's from like spinning.
Yeah. That's
sounds like you're making excuses, mate.
I'm not making excuses. He was just
kind of are making excuses.
Hey, listen, we don't know what the outcome was. So, apart from Harrison does here, and I do, and you do because I've told you. So we all do, apart from our audience team. He was a nugget and obviously wanted to knock me out. The time to fight came around. 11:30 p.m. Perfect time to fight. If anyone is ever fighting at this time, they are drunk and fighting, not sober in front of people having paid to be there.
Did you have a drink before you went on?
No, obviously didn't have a drink before I went on.
Well, I thought you always have a bit of Dutch courage. You.
Well, have a shot and then go into the ring. What?
Stagger in. Who's he been fighting
just
in there?
Hammered going in and fighting. The music started playing and I began walking out thinking I was Mayweather. My coach opened the ropes and to get me in, and I stumbled through them to get to
I did see that.
Did you see
that? I did see a little stumble.
My coach opened the ropes, they put one foot on the lower one, they lift up the other one, they make like a little gap and you go, okay.
I caught
my leg and fell into the ring.
Did you? What an entrance. I'm like, he's drunk. He's just done a shot.
Oh God, he's done a shot. There we go.
Did you still think you were Mayweather?
Yeah, I did.
Theresa Mayweather.
Then my opponent came in looking like an overheated hippo.
Overheated hippo? What's the adequate heating of a hippo?
Trying to do like a simile. I don't know. You know when you used to write like English like essays when you were at school and you were always like, oh, what simile or metaphor can I
be? Yeah. And then at the end you go, and it was all a dream.
Why did you always want to do that?
Yeah.
Mine's always like, the sun was glistening over like, and then my conclusions were, all in all, In conclusion. Because you had to have that structure. It's like, an intro.
Furthermore, in addition. All of those.
Meanwhile. However.
Plot points. So good.
God, love it. Then my opponent came in like an overheated hippo. We did the face-off. I couldn't even look at him in the eye without feeling ridiculous. The fight began and we were off. Honestly, I got hit in the head a few times, but it felt like I was hit by a truck. I actually started seeing stars at one point. Now, there is no point knowing the result because...
George Clooney.
Ringside.
Now, there is no point knowing the result because... I just got that.
You got that one.
I like that a lot. That was a... Funny one. Enjoyed that, guys.
Great turnout.
Yeah, really.
It's great when you have to work it out.
I actually started seeing stars at one point. Now, there is no point knowing the result because all we all know is that taking part is what counts. Just know I'll never step into a ring again unless it's my girlfriend and she invites me. It's my little joke at the end for you guys.
Lovely. Yeah. And it was all a dream.
In conclusion... It was intense, man.
You did really well. I thought you did really well, and I think you should.
Hey, look, about winning, is it?
I tell you what we're going to do. So all of our listeners come back for part two. We're going to save the result and tell them what happens. We're going to tell them what happens in the result in part two. But before we end it, we have to have the question of the week, which is where Francis asks us a question, we try and guess it. It's so people come out. This is the only format that we have of the whole thing. So Francis, let's have the question of the week.
Are you ready for it?
Oh, we are ready. That means he hasn't got one yet. He'll keep saying it. Right, here we go. Go on.
I've got it here.
Okay.
What is... Oops.
Oh, no, I haven't got it. Okay.
Where did Nicolas Cage... Oh, wait, no.
Oh, okay. No, here we go. Still okay. Still okay. Yeah, no worries.
We're close.
One of my favourite actors, Nicolas Cage.
Is he?
Yeah.
How many licks? No.
Nicolas Cage, The Rock, love that.
No.
Is he in The Rock? Is he not in The Rock? Is Nicolas Cage in The Rock?
I don't know
what
too many
Nicolas other
Cage.
You don't know The Rock?
I know it. He's not in it.
Yes, it's with...
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery and...
Nicolas Cage.
It's what? Nicolas Cage. Yeah, hold on. You've never watched The Rock, Harrison?
No, I haven't seen it.
The what? Are you freaking joking? It's the best... No, not The Rock. I don't want that. Hold on. The Rock movie. The Rock is one of the best movies ever. It's with Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery and Ed Harris.
I haven't even heard of it.
What? No. They go to... Is it Guantanamo Bay? Is that the prison?
Yeah.
Is that the prison?
Alcatraz.
Close.
They go to Alcatraz and they escape. It's insane. Anyway, Francis.
Okay. Yeah. So the question is... Jamie, this one you might get, I think. This is your area of expertise. Mm-hmm. But for every one normal web page, how many porn web pages are there on the internet?
Oh. What? So say that again.
For every non-porn website web page, how many porn web pages are there?
For every porn website, how many porn...
For every normal website page...
In the world, ever.
On the internet.
Right.
How many porn web pages are there?
Oh, I see what you mean. So like,
get that. What is he trying to tell me?
Let's say you've got your homepage on your website.
Okay, so for every normal website, how many porn websites are there?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So basically you're just saying how many porn websites are there in the world, pretty much?
Compared to the normal, non-porn websites.
Yeah, so I reckon
there... For every one of these, you get... X amount of
Harrison,
website.
I get the concept.
Okay, I'm just trying to explain it to
myself.
I get
it. Yeah. All right. Why don't you, Mr. Clever Clogs?
Are you trying to count them all now?
Yeah, he's going through his list.
Well, how many do I go on? Yeah. Okay, go. That's actually the worst. We've all done this where we've obviously been watching porn and just to get notes and
notes.
I know. Have you ever done that? And the worst is when you're watching porn and then you're showing someone something. You're like, oh my god, I got to show you this thing. And you click on like the Google thing on your phone, and porn comes up.
Yeah, first time.
And you're literally like, and you just look at each other, and go, oh, sorry about that.
We've all been there.
The best was my hairdresser, who is freaking great. She was in the car with her.
Well, that was the name of a porn you were recommending. Yeah.
She was in the car with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend plugged in his UX cable. Aux cable, and anyway, he didn't realize that it was porn being played. The porn started playing through the whole entire car. It's a weird one that actually could think of porn, because some people, girlfriends, don't really enjoy it if they find out that you're watching
other
porn.
Yeah. Well, I wonder why.
Well, would Katie be angry?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess girlfriends would want you to be to be happy more. With them, right?
Well, I think I think you are happy though. I just think it's a.
It's a venture.
Yeah.
To be fair, it's not really.
I got approached with my girlfriend. We had a big argument about it.
We had a
big argument about it. She asked me if I'd had ever watched porn, and I said
yesterday.
And I said yeah, I watch porn occasionally. Right. I mean, I do. And she was really upset by it. She got really irritated by the whole thing because she thought it was like, I think she sees it as like a form of cheating. In a sense.
Really?
Yeah. You don't want to comment
on yourself.
That? yeah, you feel like you're cheating with yourself. And okay, right. Okay, answer the question. Yeah. Who, Garrison?
I'd say, I think it's quite a lot. I'd say probably 10?
10?
10 for every normal website. You're going to go for 10. I am going to go for, it's got to be more than that, man.
You think?
Well, I know. Okay, so for Pornhub, you know Pornhub?
No, I
love how you went, yeah, right. Oh, no. Yeah, you looked so.
What that is.
Even before I said it, you went, yeah, I know that one. Oh, I know that one. Because apparently there are 320 million Americans, right? There's 320 million Americans. And apparently on Pornhub, 268 million Americans visit it every single day. Or every single year. Every single year, 260. So that's basically every single American goes on to Pornhub. So I reckon there's got to be at least 100. 100 to 1. I'm going to go for 100 to 1.
Really?
You're talking about different sites.
Yeah, different sites.
Are you sure that maybe isn't a reflection on
what
sites you use?
I reckon the most watched thing on the internet has to be porn, for sure. Yeah. Has to be, right? So I reckon 1 in 100.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, tell us in part two, baby.
Not sure what that says about you.
All right. Hey, Harrison, stick around for part two, baby. We're going to talk about boxing. We're going to have Francis baby his diary. Who knows?
Oh,
let's wait and see. Yeah. And the answer to the question of the week, we'll see in part two. Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.